Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Happy Friday, beloveds. Welcome back to Really Riley. Thanks for stopping by my little corner of the universe. It's my favorite on Fridays because I get to share with you the five things I'm obsessing over during the week. And I like to just make this a quick little pocket podcast to share with you guys some shopping stuff. And this weekend is Easter. And I know that Easter, at least for me, is usually all about like, oh, the kids and the Easter egg hunts and baskets for them. But what about an adult Easter basket? Get your mind together. I'm just talking about like, you know, my mom for a long time would always send me Easter goodies along with my son. Or actually, up until I had kids, she always sent me an Easter basket or an Easter goodie of some sort. Like for my oldest son, we always hide the basket behind a trail of Easter bunny. I can't talk. Easter poops is what they call them. Just jelly beans or whatever. So we make a big deal about his Easter. But I'm like, if you have somebody that you want to spoil just because, Easter's a great time to do it too. So I put together my fave five goodies for an adult Easter basket. And I made sure that these were all ones you could either get on Amazon, like overnight shipping, or you could go to a brick and mortar and get because Easter is Sunday. So we don't want to be, I don't want to send you something that's like, oh yeah, that's great, Riley. I'll try it for next year. The first one is from Amazon and it's the Soho Forever Flowers. So it's $54 for this little box of beautiful flowers. They come in hot pink or light pink. And you're like, excuse me, Riley, $54? But how many times haven't you spent $54 on a dozen roses that die in a week? These stay around for a year. So I think that's pretty awesome. And then, of course, you can dry them out after that. So if you're, you know, wooing someone, oh, the days of being wooed. I'm kidding. My fiance woos me all the time. But if you're wooing someone, this is a really good little something for them. Other one came from Amazon as well. I'm going to buy these for myself. A makeup remover towel pack of six. So this is the generic of the makeup remover, the actual makeup remover, like the name brand one that's like $16 a towel. I have that one. It's great. Don't get me wrong. But it's like I said, $16 a towel. This is a pack of six for $7. I do believe if you don't want to do Amazon because you don't trust the mail right now, they also have these at Walmart, a pack of three for like $4. And so as far as like Easter goodies, like snacks and things, so there's a local bakery, but this also works for anywhere you're at. It's a good idea, but our local bakery called Sage Cakery, they have Easter macaroons and they're in little pastel colors. Cause who doesn't love a cute little treat? They're beautifully packaged. I don't know how much they are, but I know that they said on their IG that they are taking orders until Saturday at midnight to come pick up. That's crazy. They're going to be working all night in that bakery, but it's an adorable little like local bakery and I'm all about shopping local. Speaking of shopping local, the Scrub Bars of Maryland. Oh, if you've ever seen my IG, I'm always talking about them. They do the most amazing bath bombs. They have lotions, they have lip scrubs, they have hand soaps. So cute. So my favorite, they sent me a little like Easter basket full of goodies that some of this ended up in Lyric's basket because they have bath bombs that are, I mean, they're either for kids or for you. I've dropped a couple of the kiddie ones in my bathtub, but they come with little surprises. And I'm like, they have one that's called the Funky Monkey. It smells like bananas and it's got a little monkey in it. Like they even have these little Easter eggs. They have a dozen mini little Easter egg bath bombs in pastel colors for $17.99. But the cutest thing that they sent me, it's literally a little Easter bunny bath bomb and it's $8. They're so cute. Thing I love about these bath bombs is they don't feel super chemically. Is that a word? Whatever. They don't feel like chemicals that you're dropping in your bath and you're just soaking in chemicals. It feels very El Natural. They smell amazing and they leave my skin super soft. I'm very partial to that gift for Easter. Last but never least, Bath & Body Works always ends up on my list. I don't know when I became so basic, but their candles are amazing. And right now I noticed they have buy two, get one free of any of their candles. The three-wick candles, I find that they're the only candles that like smell up the space in my house. Like I get candles from Yankee Candle. I'll go get the Ross $3.99 special. It's like you can't really smell any of them. Yeah, they look pretty, but they don't really smell. And I know that $25 is expensive for a candle. I only get them when they're on sale because I'm like, that's just too expensive for one candle. But they do smell amazing. And the one that I'm after right now is like strawberry shortcake because it's a super cute pink pastel-y color for Easter, which is the only time that my aesthetic goes that pink because I'm all about the grayish and beige. Anywho's bees, that is my fave five for the week. You guys, I hope you have an amazing Easter. Seriously, spoil your lady or spoil your dudes. Maybe next year I'll do one that is more like dude based than this one. You can get your dude some macaroons from Sage Cakery. He wouldn't be mad at it. Anywho's bees, you guys, thank you so much for listening to Really Riley. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter. Love y'all. I'll talk to you. Oh my God, mom mouth. I will talk to you guys next week. It's Really Riley.